So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
I had another question relating to, does keto cause kidney disease? Okay, I just want to do a video just on this one topic because it is absolutely ridiculous. Number one, ketogenic diet is a very natural thing for the body to do. In fact, I believe it was the first diet that we all were on, and our bodies are very, very used to it. It's a much better fuel running your body on ketones. And the confusion is that a ketogenic diet is a high protein diet. And of course, high proteins can damage the kidney and the liver as well, but it's not a high protein diet. You're only doing 3 to 6 ounces of protein with each meal. That is not very high. The ketogenic diet is a low carb diet, and low carbs are beneficial to the kidney. High carbohydrates are very damaging to the kidney. High sugars are very damaging to the kidney. Let's take a look at a diabetic. They usually have vision problems, nerve problems, and eventually kidney problems. They usually end up on kidney dialysis because that amount of sugar is very damaging to the kidneys. So high carbohydrates destroy the kidney. Low carbohydrates are very safe on the kidney. Now, there is a condition when you have diabetes called ketoacidosis, okay? And that means that the pH coming from those ketones, and this is very unhealthy ketosis, by the way. It's completely different than the type of ketosis that I'm talking about. It's more of a side effect because the body is burning up protein and is turning it into ketones, and the pH is becoming very, very, very acid. But you don't have to worry about that because when you're actively doing ketosis just by cutting out the carbs and you're not a diabetic type 1, I'm going to recommend, and I've been recommending, a lot of vegetables to get your potassium. And potassium is very protective on the kidneys until you have complete kidney failure and you're on kidney dialysis. And in that situation, you don't want to consume a lot of protein because you can't really utilize that protein. That's a completely different situation. But in general, potassium is very protective on the kidney. And that is why we recommend 7 to 10 cups of vegetables with the keto plan to protect the kidney and give it the nutrients that it needs. And another problem with keto is that it can increase the uric acid. Well, it's not going to do that if you keep your vegetables high, but some people can get uric acid stones or gout simply because they're not consuming enough vegetables. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that. But recently, there's been higher incidence of kidney disease, actually around the world, and of an unknown origin. And really, I believe, and it's my opinion, that it's the GMO foods. I put a link down below just to show you the relationship between glyphosate and what it's doing to our kidneys, because your body has to get rid of this stuff, not to mention the liver. So if you want to protect the kidney, you know, keto is going to be totally a good thing to do. Number two, you want to do intermittent fasting. Number three, you want to keep the vegetables high. And lastly, you want to avoid GMO foods with that glyphosate because it's a big unknown now, and you just don't want to be the guinea pig in this huge GMO experiment they're doing on us right now. All right? Thanks for watching. Hey, tell me what you think about this video. Go ahead and comment below and give me your feedback. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.